We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, was an incredibly prominent character in the history of the Muslims. He benefited humankind with his highly scientific achievements, many of which had never been seen before by humanity. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam's instructions in the acts of worship and transactions and his contribution in the field of legislation were amazing achievements that had not occurred before amongst the Muslim masses. And his eminence also had a positive and active share in the establishment of human culture and civilization. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, the son of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, an individual who was divinely appointed by the Almighty Allah, was known to have improved the general public lives of the people and the Muslims, and he was an individual, a divinely appointed Imam, a man from the household of the Holy Prophet, who enhanced human thoughts and discovered many of the secrets of this universe. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So when we're talking about the dialogues of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, the sixth successor to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, we find that Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, you know, of course, he had very high moral standards. He was a very high ethical and moral behavior, this nobility and greatness that emanated from his eminence. One of the things that is really interesting is Imam Sadiq alayhi salam's kindness to those who slightly misbehaved with him or behaved badly with him out of ignorance. Now, this is something that is important, and I guess we have to make a differentiation here. There's a difference between an individual, you know, knowingly, willingly, voluntarily, with knowledge, behaving badly with an individual. And there's another time where it's just simple ignorance, and that's why they behave badly. These are two different circumstances, and they must be handled in two different circumstances. So to behave kindly with an individual who voluntarily, knowledgeably, willingly is behaving badly with you, meaning is oppressing you, that is not recommended, and perhaps it is even, looked down highly upon for one to accept that kind of an oppression. But there's other times where somebody behaves badly with you, but they do it out of, you know, simple ignorance. They just don't know, or they're angry, or they're emotional. But anyways, so we find that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he, in certain situations, would be kind and respectful to even those who behave badly with him. In one situation, we find that during the Hajj ceremony, a man stood up and started saying that he had lost his bag. He started to look for this bag of his, but he couldn't find it. He went all the way to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, who was praying there. And when he was there, he didn't know who the Imam was, but he went forward to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, and he kind of, you know, very rudely said, "Did you take my bag?" And so Imam Sadiq alayhi salam kindly and friendly replied, "Well, what was in it?" And he says, 1,000 dinars. And so Imam Sadiq alayhi salam took 1,000 dinars that he had, and he gave it to the man. The man then went and he returned to where he was supposedly had lost his bag, and all of a sudden he found his bag. He came back to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam carrying both bags, and he asked for forgiveness from the Imam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he did not accept the bag from the man, and he said very kindly, he says, "What goes out of our hands does not return to it," meaning we don't take back what we have given somebody else. The man was so incredibly surprised, and that he said that it is not surprising for a man of the status of Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam to do such a thing when he was told that this man who gave you the money was Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And it is reported that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said that we are from a family whose morality calls us to forgive those who behave badly with us. This is Dialogue, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
We talked about intra-faith understanding between two groups of the same faith. I think even the members of the same community is also very important. I don't know how we will term that. Intercommunal, you know, understanding, harmony. I alluded to them when we talked about the issue of sports. That if you look at the sports, the teamwork, the coordination, if this can be translated into, you know, for example, working for the community, and the way we have arguments and discussions in general meetings, then that worldly act can become an ibadat by itself. If we do not just stop it at that level. And that's very important. I think when we talk about ourselves, we have to maintain, you know, the demand of understanding one another, to be kind to one another, to be respectful to one another, to be civil to one another when we have discussions, and even if we disagree, these demands become more serious when we are talking about relationship within our own community.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.